I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Welcome, welcome. Yep, daring indeed. Today I was at the gym. It's really not a gym. It's Legree Fitness. It's the most kick-ass workout that I've certainly ever done outside of doing two Los Angeles marathons. That's right, 26.2 miles. Outside of doing that twice, this is the hardest, most challenging thing I've done, and I love it. Don't ask me why I love doing something like that, but challenges work for me physically. Makes me really show up. So I was with my favorite teacher today, Ty, because he gives us such a great workout, and he's so inspiring. And I love that he's always saying, looking good, Debbie, or you got it, Jane. It's just what you need while you're being challenged. So Ty knows I do this radio show, and he drinks yogi tea. Yeah, it's a plug for yogi tea. And he always tells me what the inspiration is. I love that I show up for my radio show to inspire, and somebody shows up when I work out to inspire me. So that works. Ty handed this off to me, and I hand it off to you from his yogi tea, and it says, walk beautifully, talk beautifully, live beautifully. Those are Ty's thoughts for you today. And welcome, welcome. I was just recently featured as an icon of influence, IOI. Love that title, love the acronym. I was invited to the New Media Summit as an icon to 200 attendees, second year in a row. And I'm also featured in the Ultimate Directory of Podcasters. So I'm going to make an offer to you, an offer you cannot refuse. I hope you're not refusing, because if you need visibility, this is a crazy, amazing place to start. I'm going to offer you, from my friend Steve Ulsher, a free copy of the Ultimate Directory of Podcasters. I mean, it's very limited, so you gotta jump on and get this, and then it goes back up to its regular price. But if you want it for free right now, it's got contact information for 670, ta-da, of the world's leading podcasters, including me. So go to bit.ly/ultimate directory. Ultimate Directory of Podcasters, bit.ly/ultimate directory. You can get it free just right now for only 48 hours. And a little bit later on the show, I've got one of my faves back. David Watson is back. He's a popular channeler, workshop leader, author, and life strategist. He's located in Toronto, and he's a gifted deep trance channeler. He's been channeling a soul group called The Willows since 1986. He's going to be taking listener questions during the show, so you can call in about health, relationships, spiritual matters, past lives, career, whatever's up for you. I just ask you, don't make it a generic question. If you have an opportunity to connect with someone like this for 3 to 5 minutes, make it count. Go big, go bold. So he'll be on later on Dare to Dream. And what do I want to share today, besides my amazing workout? I want to say that it's all about positive input. Like, what are you doing on a daily basis to pick up your energy? I think if there was ever a time to be really committed to having energy be on the highest threshold possible, it truly is now. Like, we have more coming at us electronically and to-do-wise and connect-wise and politically and globally, and it can do a lot to us, right? It can make some people feel despair. It can make some people feel like they're kings and queens. So I say, continue, whatever your key is, use that key for positive input. We learn that every experience influences our life, and we metabolize everything we encounter, physically and emotionally. So each experience becomes a part of our minds and our bodies. Negative experiences are also metabolized, but differently than the positive ones, right? So if you overload the system with negative input, whack, whack, we go out of balance. And if we substitute positive inputs instead, these also get metabolized into our overall well-being, our energy level, and our health. And the best inputs are any experiences that make you feel lighter physically and emotionally, from the freshest organic foods to laughter, which I love, to the beauty of nature, which I also love. So positive input strengthens you on every level, making it much easier to rid your system of toxins. I will tell you something that I'm using every day, having tremendous impact for me in the most positive way, is EFT, emotional freedom technique. I'm so surprised when I talk to people and they say, I don't know what that is. Like, really? Oh my goodness, check it out. And there's so much that's out there for free. Go to my friend, Brad Yates. Love him. Brad Yates was just here in LA, got to spend time with him. Brad is an incredible facilitator of EFT, and he's got over 700 free YouTube videos. So use that for free. Brad's terrific. And I'll give you a thought for today. Positive input nourishes me at every level. It was Edmund Mbiaka who said, making every moment count positively is all that life demands from you. Make it count positively. And hey, you're here right now, that's a good place to start. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, David Watson and the Willows are here to answer your questions, answer my questions too, because God, I got a lot, and it's going to help us all move forward to a positive experience. Stay right there, we'll be right back.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What is LinkedIn, and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I am speaking with the amazing David Watson, who works in the style of Edgar Cayce through the Willows, who are a group of entities from both the physical and ethereal planes. David is also a practicing psychotherapist, specializing in stress counseling and soul purpose work. So very quickly, you want to call in 888-627-6008 or directly 323-744-4831. And his website is askthewillows.com. David, welcome back to Dare to Dream. So great to have you.
Well, thank you, Debbie. And I'm all ready to dream today.
Awesome. Some of the best times we have is sometimes in our breaks, some really fascinating conversation we get to have together. And I am looking forward to connecting with you, the listeners too, for another illuminating conversation. Here's something interesting. I'm going to start here. Something that I was saying to you is I have to remember to tell my listeners, subscribe to Dare to Dream. Yeah. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Go to YouTube and subscribe. Go to Spreaker and subscribe. Just start subscribing. It makes a difference. And you mentioned something that I never knew about you. You said that you used to be in advertising as a copywriter. So you know all about how to drive people to something. Like, how long did you do that?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably say for about eight or nine years.
Well, here's what's interesting about you having said that is I created a headline for you for this show, right? Because I know about copywriting and I know about catchy headlines. So your headline today is 5 Trending Questions, a Channel Answers to Start Your Day Right. How did I do?
That sounds great. You're hired. you should think about writing for a living, you know.
Okay. Of course I do. So, are there any questions, David? We'll just start there because we'll really give this to people. Are there questions we can be asking or answers we can look to so we can start every day right?
Well, questions and answers to start every day right is just to see which side of the bed you get up on, you know, especially if your bed is pushed up against a wall. But the truth of the matter is, all kidding aside, it is a matter of choice when we wake up. But we carry so much with us all the time. All of our thoughts, all of our worries, all of our concerns, all of our visions in life, all the things we should do, we could do, we didn't do, we ought to do, you know, it just goes on and on. And we just drive ourselves all the time. So it's hard to find that happiness and joy and balance inside of ourselves when we're so busy driving ourselves with all the things that we fill our mind with. Mm. So I think probably the first thing to do is to take a little bit of practice that when we wake up in the morning, I do this every morning, I wake up, and for like 15 minutes, I just sit there. That's after my morning ablutions, I might say. But I will just sit there, and for 15 minutes, I close my eyes, I just take a deep breath, and I just don't think about anything. Anything that rolls across my mind or runs into my thought patterns, or I just watch it. I don't try and grab it. I don't try and do anything with it. I just watch it. And within 10 minutes, my mind settles down. And within 15 minutes, I'm ready to get up and start my day to take anything that comes my way. And I think that's what works for me. That's all I can say as far as that's concerned. If that's a secret to life, I don't know. But I think once we find that quiet place inside, then we can deal with whatever is going on around us with joy and happiness and love. Because that quiet place inside comes from the very root of love, you know. Mm. And that's us, you know. So we live life from the inside out. We don't depend on things outside of us to make us happy or unhappy. We just look at things and say, hey, listen, you know, this is the way the world is. It's up to me to decide how I'm going to step into the world. And when we come in from a loving and a nice quiet place, then we can really feel the crises that that occur on a day-to-day basis, and you know, leave ourselves a lot more room for peace in our hearts, you know?
Mm, beautiful. I already feel myself calming down just listening to you. I think that happens a lot when I connect with you and the willows. And I know the willows will be here in a minute. So before we bring them in, I just want to catch up with you. It's been 6 months since you were on the show. What's happening, David, since we last spoke? What's new or what are you offering?
Well, right now, I just have a couple of things coming up this weekend. I've got a conference on Sunday afternoon. I'm doing a broadcast with my old friend Teresa Young, who you know.
Yeah.
The Qigong master, and that's going to be broadcast. You can go to her website, and it'll hook you up there. And if anybody's interested in listening, Debbie can always give you the information for that broadcast. And all day Saturday, I'm going to be participating in another episodic process with another group of Qigong masters, including one gentleman from China, Master Li, Sifu Li, who is got to be the most incredible healer I've ever met in my life. Unbelievable. When you know when people do work at you, you know, and they're doing Reiki and stuff over top of you. Well, you know, truth be known, when I open my eyes, I watch them doing it. I just want to wave back at them. You know? Hi.
But still here.
This guy here, he says, you walk in, you talk and you say, I got this wrong or that wrong. And he goes, I help you. And the next thing you know, you got your lion in a little rickety bed. He starts working on you. He does acupuncture. He's a master acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. But when he starts doing the transference of chi, Debbie, as God is my witness and everybody out there, when this guy touches you, electricity comes into your body, like the electricity that comes out of the wall. You know, and he sends it into your body, and it's just an amazing experience.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to actually be on Master Teresa Young's series as well coming up, so I'm honored to be with you, and maybe she can bring on Dr. Li, because I'd love to learn more and experience him. But I want to focus on you now. And
well, you
I'm
asked what was new. You know.
That's right, totally. And it's so great to hear there's like real deal healers out like, I love that. Somebody can really affect a change and rock your world for the best. That's what we're talking about, positive, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. So may we bring in the willows. Would they be willing to join us now?
I'm sure they will. Let me just doze off for a second, you know.
And, okay.
We'll be right there.
And while the willows are coming in, listeners, if you have questions, if you see the numbers, you can go ahead and call in. And I've got plenty of questions to also keep us occupied with the willows.
Yes, you're here now. We welcome you here and your questions. You may proceed as you wish.
Thank you and welcome. It's lovely to have you again, as always. I would like to talk with you about panic and the pattern of panic. I spoke in the beginning of the show, assuming that you were on some level plane hearing me, that an individual can go from being upbeat and optimistic for a period of time and then suddenly be thrown into darkness and panic. Of course, I know nothing about this. So I'm wondering if you can address that, if there is a way to end that experience. I don't want to say behavior, experience of panic or a pattern of throwing oneself into panic.
Well, panic is a general term, but refers to a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness all at once. So the individual no longer feels like they're controlling their journey. And as you know, most of the difficulties in life come from control issues. So falling into a panic situation means suddenly you're into a new situation that you don't know anything about, that you have that you apparently can do nothing about, and that you are hopeless and helpless in dealing with. This then makes you feel totally out of control, and you go into a state of great anxiety, which is what panic is.
Wow.
So from this perspective here, it is easy to understand outside of the event. Inside of the event, it's an entirely different process because, of course, panic is pulled, the emotional panic and the condition of panic is pulled from the gestalt of panic that each individual builds over a lifetime. Different things make you panic than other people panic, you see? different reactions in life. Different things make you feel helpless and hopeless, and others feel helpless and hopeless. But once one begins to understand and go back to the first time, one remembers feeling in a panic. And often it's a very young age, you see.
Yes.
At that age, you would then say, what was happening? Who was treating me the way that I didn't want to be treated? Who made me feel inadequate or poorly? Or who created the situation in which I felt totally and completely out of control? Now, as an adult, you can always blame yourself. But as a child, you really have to look at the environment, and particularly those influencers around that child, from directly within the family or the schooling core, you see. So from this perspective here, you are looking at something that happened. A good thing to do is to go back in your own mind, and just say to yourself, if you find that certain things really cause you to panic, and think about it, certain things, just specifically, without getting into specifics for yourself, but specifically thinking as to some of the things that cause you to have this instant knee-jerk panic reaction, then you must understand here, it goes back to further and further until finally you reach the core time, and you see yourself as a 4 or 5 year old, maybe a 2 or 3 year old. It makes no difference. Sometimes in your early teens, it makes no difference. It happened at a time when you were feeling vulnerable and completely out of balance. So when that happens, the body goes into a state of panic. It goes into a state of fear and terror, and as a result, one's overall energy levels drop completely, and one immediately becomes useless to oneself, so to speak, in the moment. So by going back to that time, to remembering the first time, go back in your own mind's eye and say, how old was I? And the first age that comes to you might be right. For you, as you well know, it was about 7 months, you see, and if not earlier, we say with a smile. But yeah. The truth of the matter is here, but truly here, this panicking feeling is a feeling of being out of touch, out of control, not having your base needs taken care of, you see. So as a result of this, you step into the state. So see yourself at that age, go to the child that you were in your mind's eye, and then step to that child, since it's all in your imagination anyway, and introduce yourself to the child and say, hi, it's you. We're all grown up. We didn't turn out bad, but I've come here to see what I can do for you. What do you need? And ask the child what she needs. And whatever she says to you, give it to her, whether it's a hug, a kiss, holding her, reassuring her, sitting with her, doing whatever she needs. And just do it. Give it to her right away. And you know what she needs. So give it to her. And the moment she has it, you'll notice that there's a shift in her. And in that shift, you say to her, listen, how would you like to come back with me? You don't have to stay back here feeling frozen and alone any longer. Mm. And the child will normally say, yes. So just reach down, scoop the child up, let her rest against your shoulder, whisper into her ear, say to her, it's okay. Everything is just fine. I am here to look after you and protect you. You will always be safe with me. And just give her a big hug and feel her just melt into your heart. And then just begin to move forward in life from that time when you first realized it until now. And all the other events that created this negative gestalt begin to become just events. And the emotional impact collapses in on itself. And all you're left with is a vague memory of things that happened, but that are not important to you on any level any longer, because that was then and this is now. So just bring her right back and yourself right back into now. And by the time you get back into now, she is fully integrated into your heart and has become part of your overall soul body.
Wow. That's so deep. I'm so employing that starting today. And thank you for that incredibly fleshed out answer, and even the reference to 7 months or earlier for me. I get it, of course, and we'll use this. Love it. I'm going to skip a little bit here and move into talking about alcohol and wine. I want to know how it is for the body. I become a certified wine specialist. I love the romance, the taste, the luxury and amazingness of wine. I also occasionally like a good vodka gimlet or a margarita. Not a big drinker, but I love these things. But I'm always curious how it affects my body. Can you talk about alcohol consumption for us humans?
Well, being in this case here, first of all, there are two things to think about. It is called spirit for a reason.
Right.
You see, spirits. But in truth here for yourself, affecting bodies are different for each person. What you're basically drinking is a fermented product that turns into a, well, you might consider it to be a poison. For alcohol poisoning is not an uncommon cause of death for some people in some parts of the world. So it's important to note here that as you drink alcohol, what you are doing is just taking a little bit of poison, just enough to tingle the body and make it feel more relaxed before it finally stopped at work, to say with a smile. But truly here, for those who enjoy alcohol, alcohol is also a natural part, something the body actually produces itself in many ways through its own metabolism. So bringing alcohol into the body, a glass of wine, even a bottle of wine over dinner sometimes, it's just fine. But the fact remains is that the repetition of any alcohol over long periods of time has a debilitating effect upon the physical. It begins to invade and go into every cell in the body. It crosses the blood-brain barrier easily. It just absorbs into everything. It is a wonderful, wonderful absorber of anything. It mixes with everything in this way.
Well, can I ask you, when you earlier said that it's like taking a little dose of something that's toxic, is that meant in a homeopathic way, that you're getting a little dose of something and it actually can be positive for the body, or not at all?
Well, truly, there is much to be said about this, because everything in life has a diametric opposite. You see, this is the point of living in the world that you live in. It's the world of duality, you see? So from this perspective here, you take something like that, it can help you. In homeopathy, indeed, you made this point. There are certain poisons that are taken in a very, very minute way, even you could call it in an energetic way, and they have a tendency to help the body's overall vibrational levels. But alcohol is a little different than that. But indeed, it does have not a negative effect. In this way here, we will tell you this. Some people have two or three shots of brandy a day and live to be 110.
Right.
Other people have two or three shots of brandy a day and wind up with a liver that explodes by the time they're 40.
Mm.
You see? It is not so much the alcohol we are truly for you as it is the attitude that goes along with it. And the reason that you were drinking.
Wow. I just have to reflect something here. So when I took the Italian wine class, and I take them through the North American Sommelier Association, one of the things we learned was about the island of Sardinia. And these people live longer than anyone else almost on the planet. They're like past 100 years, and they absolutely drink, obviously. They smoke. They do a lot of things that we might say, oh, that's going to shorten their lifespan. But in fact, they have a lot of goats, so they don't have cow products. But way more importantly, the most important thing to Sardinians is family, is connection. And so it's very well noted in our wine classes that these people live longer. Forget all those other behaviors. It is really the connection, the love, the familia, and the vino that keeps them going. So I'm right there with you. And we're going to have to take a break right now, little cliffhanger there. But when we come back, we'll be talking to David about maybe some products we can take to help us. And also, I want to get a little bit more into the body, like sexuality and health and things like that. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn, and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance, naturally, without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, he shares six major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing David Watson and the Willows. You can find them at askthewillows.com. So I promised to go here. The Willows, you have in the past told me to take things. Like once upon a time, you said start taking chaga for the immune system. I never even heard of it before then. I looked it up, bought it, faithfully took it, and saw great results. Another time you said, Deb, take catsup Fatima. Again, never heard of it. Bought it, saw immediate positive results. Fabulous, and thank you. So besides being grateful, and besides the fact that you are the Willows, I'm curious, but how do you know these things? Do you scan someone's body and you have a knowing that they require these nutrients, or what is that?
Well, there are different ways to look at it in this way here. First of all, we don't say you must take it. We suggest that you might look into it and decide if it was something that you would like to take. This is the most important thing to realize about any nutrients you take. You must be convinced of the fact that they're going to be a benefit to you. Each individual has a different energetic vibrational tone. It is your key signature. And within that, you resonate with certain key signatures of other, shall we say, nutritional supplements that are been developed over the aeons on your planet. There are some foods that are basically perfect for some, and for others, it will make them nauseous. Garlic is one of these things. You see? So it is understanding the nature of how this works, and simply saying, using intuition. Now, you are an intuitive woman. There are certain things you pick up on other people. Mm-hmm. You don't always choose to listen to them. We say with a smile, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's nothing like 20/20 hindsight, is there now? But the truth of the matter is that it is this intuitive aspect. When we are in the state of consciousness, or the entity David is in the state of consciousness, where we are all connected in a solid state of consciousness, we also include the vibrational energy of those who are in and about our field of connection. Whether they are in the same room or just on the same line, so to speak. Electronically, it makes no difference because distance means nothing when it comes to energy, see? So it is just a matter then of picking up the energy of an individual and saying, you were having a particular feeling. You were feeling a little exhausted or a little tired, needing to have an uplift, therefore suggesting Kasep Fatima for several reasons. But basically because it really helps regenerate vital energy within the feminine in particular. And it's a wonderful taste of tea as well. It's not a medicine. It's a natural supplement. So it's things like this that you simply look into and realize that anytime you are not feeling well, all you need to do is think to yourself and say, on this planet, everything that I will ever need is available in nature to help me feel better, to heal me, and to bring me back into alignment with myself. And indeed, this is the connection that we have, being able to connect with the vibrational energy of an individual and the vibrational energy of particular foods or supplements or things of this nature, and suggest that it might be a benefit to the overall vibrational levels of the individual to try these different things, if they so choose.
So then, is there only one way for people? Would you say there's one way people should be eating for their optimal body weight, their body health and vibration? Or contrary, are there actually multiple ways for various people, but we just have to figure out how we should be eating?
Each person must determine for themselves an eating pattern that's going to be best for them. Some people cannot stand the taste of fish, so they have to determine how they're going to fit that into their overall diet. Usually they just don't eat, so it doesn't matter. But it's things of this nature that are important. The individual's perspective on what they do and don't like does come into alignment with this. But also understanding each individual has to have a sense of feeling comfortable with an eating process for themselves. Mm. That's what a diet is. A diet isn't something to lose weight. Don't forget the first three letters of the word diet are die, you see. So a lot of people feel like that. Oh, I'm on a diet, I'm going to die. It's going to kill me. I'm going to have to change what I'm eating. Whereas in truth, a diet is what you eat. If you happen to eat a lot of potato chips and soda, then that's your diet. See? So it is up to the individual to decide. But to answer your question thoroughly, there are these large organized diets. Do this, eat this way, eat that way. The best thing to do is to look at humans and to determine, we would suggest, first of all, blood types. Mm. There's been a lot written about this, but it is in fact very good rule of thumb for most people. So by following the Amadeo processes, eat right for your blood type, people will find a great deal of positive feedback in this. As far as anything else, the greatest exercise anyone can do is push oneself away from the table halfway through a meal. See? This is how it works. This is how it works. You see, it is a matter of moderation, and it's a matter of regenerating the focus in life away from putting food in the mouth and, shall we say, satisfying the body, which can never be satisfied, because you can never be satisfied by anything outside of yourself, and food is one of those things, you see.
Mm. Well, so, what about, they ask you about sexuality, and specifically for baby boomers, people are getting older, and although across the board this is not true for everybody, there are a lot of people out there, I hear it in circles that I go to, and people will say, oh, I'm getting older and sex is non-existent, or it's inconsistent. You know, women's hormones have changed and they're not as interested. Men get ED or whatever goes on for them, not as interested. But I would love to know, what do we need to know about sexuality, and is it possible to have a continuum that it just keeps being awesome and juicy?
Well, it depends upon the individual. Again, as we would want to say this, but truly, first of all, you have to look at the reality of the human, of humans. You are mammals. You have a certain breeding season for yourselves, a certain age of fertility for women and for men. Hence, when men get older, they get friskier because they want to get the last of it out before ED hits them, you see. before they go into what we refer to as a macho pause, yes? So from this perspective here, it puts the whole process into a place where people do not have to there is some noise in the background there.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance, naturally, without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, he shares 6 major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
Wine lovers, how would you like to be part of the best wine club in the world? You can have your own business in wine, and we take all the guesswork out of it. To learn more, go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Is one of the most inexpensive ways to create an explosive business of your very own. We take out the guesswork and all of the headaches of building, starting, and implementing a new business. It's all done for you. You'll have your own back office, marketing materials, videos, and everything you need in order to share and build your own business. It's so easy. You can even sit back and enjoy our wines because your wines will come to you free. We have invested so much time and 20 years of experts in selecting the most incredible, exquisite wines from all over the world that everyone enjoys, and they're at below retail prices. They'll also receive tasting notes in the magical box of wines. It'll have details of the regions, the history where the wine came, and even food and wine pairing recommendations. So entrust us with picking and choosing the most amazing wines. Deliver them to your customers' homes or business. Remember, there's nothing you need to do but just sign up and start your business right away. Go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders and start your wine business today.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger. Be sure to subscribe to Dare to Dream and leave a review because it counts. We are here with the Willows and David Watson, Channeled Energy, and we are in our final segment. So I just want to finish up on the question and the answer that the Willows were providing about sexuality and saying that, just to recap, it depends on the person, and he was taking us through what happens for women. We're ready to get in the last big bang and reproductive and all of that. Mm-hmm. And yes, yeah, so what is the sort of the encapsulating idea about this?
Well, the encapsulating idea is that for those who are aging and are finding that they are not having the same drive as they were for sex, they are right. But there are supplementations that individuals can take. For this kind of thing. Casdefatamol is one of them. Completely helps renew the overall sense and sensibility and drive of many women. That be of refer here of many different supplements available for men. More is focused on for men than women because more men have problems with it. The women's only problems are the men, ultimately, we say. So the difficulty is that there are many things that men may take, everything from Damiana to Tongkat Ali, and everything in between. Those things are available on the internet and are very, very potent and powerful things, including that be for men horny goat weed, and that epimedium, which is taken if you can get it 60%. 60% strength, you'll have great results with that. So these things here are the kind of things to start doing some research upon, if that is a concern. But in actual fact, the major reason for it is that people are overstressed.
See? Wow.
Stress is the great, shall we say, the great equalizer. And it puts everybody in the same state. That stress puts people into a state of feeling awkward, not being able to focus 100%, being slightly off balance, which is why so many people feel mildly depressed most of the time. Which is why when you ask people, how are you doing, or are you happy, they'll always say, well, I'm not unhappy. You see? No one wants to admit to being happy because they are not happy. The average person is seeking to be happy, but hasn't figured it out as to what it's like for them to be happy most of the time. Because most of the time they have stress in their lives and anxiety in their lives because they're always focusing in the future about what might or might not be happening next and how they're going to survive into the next breath.
Man, so, that really feels, I feel the truth of that, hugely feel the truth. The lack of presence, being with somebody, the lack of being intimate because of the million places the mind and spirit is racing, indeed. And the level of stress we are under all the time. So I guess that means that the practices, in the very beginning of the show, we were talking about employing practices to stay light and positive and so forth. But deeper than that, the meditations or the one that you gave us, we need to use things so we can counteract this and be as healthy, including sexually, as possible.
Indeed, yes.
So brilliant. Thank you for that. I'm gonna approach something. It may seem funny, but to me, it's super true. I would love to have a spiritual awakening. Even our producer here, Doug, has had this Kundalini experience. So I don't know what that is. I've never had that. And I have tons of people come on the show who have had near-death experiences, profoundly changed their lives. Now, here's the deal. I totally do not want to go through a traumatic experience, and I get that those really are. I've had enough trauma, right? Don't need it. But I'd like to know, how can I or any of the listeners, how can we call in a life-transforming, amazing spiritual awakening? Does the soul have to predetermine that before we come in, or can we determine it now? And if so, how can we create that?
Here's what you must do. You need to close your eyes. You need to take a deep breath. And remember that you are all you will ever be, all you will ever have, and all you will ever see. That you are indeed living only in the moment. That everything else outside of this moment in which you are thinking right now in this very second doesn't exist. Everything exists in your mind in the moment that it seems to be real because you feel your physical body is only in your mind. That is being in the moment. Being in the moment wholly, completely, absolutely is the key to entering into a state of, shall we say, spiritual awareness. But being in this state here, and we will tell you particularly that you are already there. You see, you're looking for something, and it's like somebody looking for glasses and they're wearing them. Not everybody needs to have these gigantic moments of realization. Mm. You have had magnificent experiences in your life, and because of the way that you personally interact with life, because of the way you are open, because of the innocence that, with which you basically enter into everything that you do, and the open heart, which is what you are all about, and that is what you teach other people, is to how to open up and to release that within themselves. What more is there to add to spirituality and walking spirit than what you were doing? You understand what we were saying?
Yes, and I just want to say to you, it makes me want to cry, because when you say that, I feel so seen and so known, and I thank you.
And it is within yourself here that all of this exists. It is that which moves out into the world that is an example of this. Just to have the internal experience, that you already have it. And you have it every living moment of every living day, and you just have to share it with the world. It explodes outside of you, you see? So, not that we are trying to shine your buttons here, but the truth of the matter is that this is your nature. And there are many people on this planet who are like this in this day and age. These are people who are here to share beautiful things with those who are on the planet. Not just spiritual things, but things that are adding to the overall well-being of the planet in general, whether it be through business or nature or spirituality or psychology or any of the other physicality. These things here are all things that you focus on and all things that you use to help raise consciousness for yourself and share it with other people. There are many like this. And the people who are listening here are in alignment with that energy.
Yes.
And are holding on to that. And as a result, you have created already a network of those who are listening, who are thinking, who are motivating themselves and uplifting their own hearts. You see, that's why people listen. That's why they come back. That's why they are here on this planet. And the more that individuals do this, not just yourself, but everybody who understands mm-hmm. about themselves, the more that the energy level of the planet is uplifted. And it does not have to be everybody on this planet to do that. Only 3%. Only 3%. Mm. And only 3% is hundreds of millions. See?
Yeah, the light workers are here. And I got to tell you, it's just amazing to me always to look at the time, and I have 9 million more questions, never-ending curiosity with the Willows, but I just want to shine some buttons before we get to the last question. Use the Willow's beautiful expression to shine the buttons. If you want more information, or if you want to set up a private session with the Willows, just go to askthewillows.com. And also, if you want to be a first-time writer, or if you've been a writer and just want to continue your platform, I've put together an awesome, inspiring anthology book. You can write a chapter. It's going to be a guaranteed international bestseller because that's what I do out in the world. It's called I Am Still Here. Just go to debbied.net/anthology, or you can email me and just become a published author this year. So Willows, our final question. Succinctly, this is Dare to Dream. For the Willows to us, what can we next dare to dream? What would be your best suggestion for our future dreams or goals?
Best suggestion. Well, in 20 words or less. Yes, with a smile. The truth is, the best suggestion for tomorrow and the day after and the continuing after is love yourself. When you love yourself, you love the world. You put yourself into everything you do, and the people around you become friends rather than foes. Truth is, your family becomes richer for you. For those of you who would hold within families, disputes and disagreements, it's simply a matter of looking around and realizing each of you is an individual who needs to be enlightened through the family experience. Reach back into the family. Open your hearts to it. These are the things we talk about. After all, love is the only answer, no matter what the question. You see?
I do. As they say, there's only two things and you choose. There's fear or love. And thank you so much for spreading love to me, to the listeners, and on this show so many times. It's always an honor.
It'd be of our enjoyment as well. And do not forget the acronym for fear, a false evidence of feeling, appearing real. You see?
So. I do. So choose, people, fear or love. And thank you, Willows and David, for being with us on Dare to Dream. You know they'll be back. And I end today's show with this quote from Sidney J. Harris. The time to relax is when you don't have time for it. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, I'm featuring Kristen Maxwell, the litigation attorney who became an expert on anxiety. You're going to want to tune in to learn how to overcome fear and stress to become unstoppable instead. Remember, you can subscribe to inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thank you for joining us today on Dare to Dream. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true?